inside calls to you, Bastula. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For the people.
Save you, Hetty, with all of my Yeah, that is Rocker. Ruby Star and Grey Ghost Burning Whiskey. Yeah,
I'm
that's
exhausted
a throwback,
after that song.
Huh?
She is so good. Oh, the music scene misses her, man. I just remember so many shows. We would just drive out of our way when I was in college to go see her. And then we were lucky. She played a festival at UW Oshkosh, and we were doing a live TV broadcast of it. So got to interview her, and what a woman. Man,
she was fiery.
Yeah, and I know you and your family know her well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew her, and I also saw her open up for The Who.
Oh, boy.
In Milwaukee. That was pretty cool.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, she was an amazing person, amazing singer out here. And, of course, you know, a lot of people don't realize that she started her career with Black Oak, Arkansas, with Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy.
And he still sings about her every night. He mentions her name when he sings that song.
Ruby Star. Wow. Well, you just never know what songs are going to come up on the show. That's why it's so fun, isn't it? Oh, you got me with
you
that.
You never know.
Hey, Max Inc. Radio, of course, we are local music, and we've got some great sponsors. Noah's Ark Pet Center, of course, Noah's Ark Pet Center is everything to keep your fur family happy, healthy, and looking the best they can. Schedule your pet's next grooming experience at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net. And of course, Daly's Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie, gourmet bar food, handmade. It's never off a truck. Daly'sBarAndGrill.com. Thanks to those guys for sponsoring the show.
And you know what's really cool? You can go to their website, and they've got this great video of Steve Daly, and he talks about his restaurant.
No way!
I mean, I went there after watching that video. It was so good.
He got
you. Like, wow.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
That's awesome. Good to know.
Hey, Terry, we opened up that set with VO5, and summer festivals are coming in Madison. We know VO5. That was Soul Shiny Day. Are they got any shows coming up?
They have a show on June 3rd. They're going to be at the Robinia Courtyard, which is on East Washington Avenue. Super cute spot. Very cute courtyard and fun for music. You know, they've got the lights up and it's just very cool. So that's the next show that they have coming up.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, we have Lo Marie coming up in the Devil's Lair. We have Johnny T-Bird coming up next week in the Devil's Lair. He's coming out from Milwaukee. And the week after that, which would be Memorial Day weekend, that's Nick Venturella. We still have plenty happening. I think we're going to get Patrick on the phone for a minute. Little Earthquakes, are they playing any shows coming up?
You know? Yeah, they also have a June show. They've got a kind of scattered schedule, it looks like, doing some festivals later summer. But Little Earthquakes from Madison going to be at the Dark Horse Art Bar.
Imagine that. When's
on
that
June 25th. And of course, Dark
killer.
Horse in Madison, also on East Washington Ave.
You know, these guys, some of these guys were from Smoking with Superman. This is Digital Cowboy, Little Earthquakes, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, my heart was bursting red.
That is Little Earthquakes and Digital Cowboy, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I am Rocker, and I'm here with Terry Barr.
Hello.
And on the phone, we should have Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Patrick, are you there? Well, let's see. What did I do wrong? Hold on. Let's see. Let's try this. Patrick, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yay! There he is.
All right.
You know, it's live radio. You just go with the flow.
Yeah, Rocker's drinking too much of that Rocker vodka.
It was whiskey today,
yeah,
Patrick.
He actually put it out in front of me right now. I don't know. Patrick, yeah. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. We had a blast at Bomblastica at the Dark Horse on East Washington Avenue in Madison last weekend. So much fun.
And that's awesome, because I hear so many good things about it, and unfortunately couldn't attend because, for whatever reason, I didn't have COVID, but I had some sort of, like, you know, I thought only toddlers can get ear infections.
Sorry.
But yeah, I was pretty much down with, like, the dual ear infection thing.
Oh,
and,
that's brutal.
Know, anyway.
Yeah, we had fun. We ate lots of pizza.
I really feel bad. Awesome.
You are doing all kinds of super cool things there. And it looks like, if I look at the schedule of what you have coming up, lots of awesome live music. Many times, many nights, it's free for people to just pop on in. There's a duo tonight, and it's a free show starting at 9 o'clock. If I don't want people to not listen to us, Rocker, but if they want to check out some live music, you know, this is Anna, Paula, and Jeff. Original songs,
yep.
Americana songs, acoustic guitar.
It's Brazilian music.
Yeah.
So super great. They've got an awesome following. It's super chill. It's going to be so awesome on such a warm night like tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just like a picture-perfect summer evening here. So really, with the front door open and the patio furniture outside, it's going to be a good time.
That sounds so good.
Oh, the patio is fun. I love all the action that's happening, going by. It's very energetic.
Yeah, and what is it, 2 weeks from now, we're going to have Rocker in a dunk tank out on the patio?
No.
Yeah.
Rocker, how come you're holding back and not telling us about this? What is it for? Tell us.
Oh boy.
Just kidding. I'm trying to try.
I was going to go along with it. I was going to say, you know, I'm going to be making a splashdown at Dark Horse and try out some new cocktails.
Oh, man, you guys. Yeah.
they're gonna drop him in a tank of Rocker vodka. Yes.
Whoa.
Swimming in a tank. Drink while you swim.
Oh, yes. Wow. Hey, I see next tank. Friday you've got the Midwestern Dads Tour. This is fun.
Yeah.
Cody James is one of my favorites. He's become a great friend of mine, and I just think he's a terrific talent. And then you've got Brian Cherry and Uncle Jim, solo artists, all supported by Uncle Jim. That sounds like a great show. Cody alone is worth the admission.
That's going to be a fun one. We've got a bunch of things coming up too. So, you know, your lead in was Little Earthquakes. We had Little Earthquakes out, at the end of last month, and it was a fantastic show. So we can't wait to have them back as well.
Oh,
was,
that's so
Little
good.
Earthquakes and... So, yeah, I mean, we've got Dead Rider, a big show that's coming up on May 27th. We've got Dead Rider with Lung and Heather the Jerk. And that's it's going to be super fun. It's an American experimental rock band from Chicago, created by former U.S. Maple guitarist Todd Rittman, including Rittman as guitar and lead vocalist, Andrea Fout on trumpet and keyboard. So it's really going to be interesting and eclectic. And, you know, this band came highly recommended to us by a bunch of our other friends. So it's fun that we're attracting some national tours and regional tours right now.
That is so great.
In such a small space.
Well, and you know what I said to Rocker earlier, we were talking about, we kind of did a Bomblastica wrap up, you know, what we thought about, how to go, how we can't wait to come back to Dark Horse. And I just said, walking in, the venue just has this cool feel to it. So thanks for bringing that around to Madison. And I don't know, it really drew me in and makes me feel like that's a good place that I could call home.
Yeah, it's basically the place that I wanted to hang out at underage when I was 16. So.
Well, you know, that that's funny because, you know, when I was talking to people there, people were like, man, it is so cool that a place that's kind of, you know, right up by the Capitol like this is really nice and a fine place, but yet they're having heavier music.
Yeah.
And people definitely commented on that, that you were kind of this, you know, harbinger of the heavy music.
Yeah, and, you know, it's what I love. It's what Lisa, you know Lisa, our GM.
Yes.
It's what she loves. It's, I mean, we love all types of things, but it's you know, the kind of stuff that we grew up with and enjoy. So it's really fun to bring these bands around and have a good time in such an intimate, small space.
Yeah. Your drinks are pretty good, too, I have to say. I had an old-fashioned. Oh, boy. Yum, yum. Yep.
Yeah, Lisa's famous for the old fashioned. Like her recipe served at all the South restaurants too. So, you know, she's just really, really killing it with craft cocktails.
Excellent. Yeah, and don't get me started on Sal's. I think we're now to the point we order at least every other week from the Monona store.
Did Rocker tell you that during happy hour you can get Sal's license for $1 at Dark Horse?
I think he has. But that note is now being made on my calendar. Okay, boom, boom, boom. There we go. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
It's an incredible happy hour.
It's half price. I mean, it's buy one, get one rail drinks and beers with discounts on wine as well with dollar slices from 4 to 6.
That's incredible.
And that's Tuesday through Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, Tuesday. It's actually Tuesday through Friday.
Oh, yes. Through Friday. Okay. But nobody even does a happy hour on a Friday anymore. So that's pretty slick.
Yep. Yeah. And we like it. It's, you know, we have a pretty great group of regulars that come in all the time. Mm-hmm. And we become popular with some of the younger folks in our building that are like, wait a second, I can have dinner.
You know, I remember happy hours in college were like that, where they had the whole thing laid out with all kinds of food. And then it just kind of went away, and the happy hour itself became like, oh, here's one drink, maybe half price. So it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You're going back old school then with the 2-for-1 and some food.
Yeah, we like to call it heavy metal happy hour, too. So,
So
you get a nice dose of metal with that as well.
I love it. And the venue, again, just a great feel. And, of course, all the Salvatore's, Tomato Pies locations. Rocker, there's 4. How many more? There's more coming, I bet.
No, there's 4.
Okay.
No, there's 4.
Not a 5?
4,000 plus our bar, yeah.
It keeps you working hard, I'm sure.
The pop-up that we do in Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, every Thursday, we do a pop up in Rocker's basement, but he pays us well for that.
Nice.
He keeps forgetting to invite other people to it, though.
Well, I always like put Rocker in these fictional situations.
I like it.
I don't know why it's so. Mostly because he's just like whatever.
Yep. You
know?
And I just I sit here and just sweat and go, oh no.
I like it. We're gonna get Rocker in trouble.
Patrick, is there anything going to be coming up in the future we should be looking out for Sal's and the Dark Horse?
Yeah, you can see us at Festa Italia in Fitchburg. We're going to be slinging slices and sandwiches at Festa Italia at McKee Farms Park. It's going to be June 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Nice.
And we've got new spring menus rolling out right now. So lots of local ingredients. We're at the farmer's market this morning, loading up our carts. So it's our favorite time of the year when the outdoor farmers market's back and that awesome bounty from Dane County is just totally available. We're able to be inspired once again, and root vegetables are kind of on the back burner until next winter. So,
Wow. Patrick, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us tonight. Did you say that Brian Sherry was going to be playing?
I'm sorry. Was Terry talking about that or no?
I thought somebody said Brian Cherry was going to be playing, and I think he's a great artist. Anyway, we're going to listen to some Brian Cherry right now.
Yes, he
is. This is Trainwreck. This is Max Inc.
May
Radio.
May 20th.
Yeah.
What was the date?
May 20th.
May 20th. Well, here
he's
you go.
He's part of the Midwestern Dads Tour.
The Midwestern Dads Tour.
There we go. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
You too.
Trainwreck. This is Brian Cherry, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
burning, but I could not resist. A beautiful disaster was going my way. Well, I tried to salvage my life in the junkyard of Megan.